A new screwworm outbreak is moving even closer to the Mexico-U.S. border. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Just hours ago, Mexico's National Service of Health, Safety, and Quality confirmed a new case of New World screwworm along the U.S.-Mexico border, now being reported about 70 miles south of the border.
Many have said that our partnership with Mexico right now is as strong and as transparent as it has been in decades. We are conducting almost weekly and daily audits of Mexico's screwworm response and helping develop a more risk-based trapping plan.
This is now the northernmost detection of the New World screwworm during this outbreak and the one most threatening to the American cattle and livestock industry. Protecting the United States from this outbreak is non-negotiable and a top priority of the Trump administration, and according to USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins.
We are working especially in Veracruz and along the border. Mexico currently deploys about 150 traps in the high-risk areas alongside our own 108 traps along the border, demonstrating a partnership that we believe will be very, very important moving forward.
And this is an issue that needs to be taken seriously. Dr. Beth Thompson is the state veterinarian with the South Dakota Animal Industry Board.
It was found closer to the United States, and I think everybody needs to remember it's not just cattle
right.
That may be affected by screwworm, right? There may be wildlife out there that are carrying this pest northward. So something we need to keep our eyes on, most definitely.
We will keep you informed about what's going on with the screwworm issue. That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.